What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. Simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. If you get there, unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. Welcome, welcome, welcome in. Two games decided by essentially two different shots. Dante DiVincenzo, White Dante, as he's remembered from his star days of Villanova, hitting a big three to bring the Knicks back. We'll get to that one. And then Jamal Murray with a step back jump shot over an extended hand of Anthony Davis. And the Nuggets complete a comeback from down 20 in the fourth quarter to win game two and take a commanding 2-0 lead. Welcome in. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Dan Byers here. Jason Stewart is here. Iowa Sam here. Even Elijah's here as he's fixing the cameras in the studio, part of our great digital team. So a lot to get to. I think we focus on the Lakers-Nuggets just because what was at stake, and I had told you last year that I thought, last week, that I thought the Lakers would be more competitive this year than they were last year with the Nuggets. They kind of figured out how to guard them. They've gotten a little bit better. And the Nuggets, I don't think their bench is as good. And the Nuggets are a dominant team at home. I mean, dominant. So to have them down 20 at their place had to put the fear of God into the hearts of the Nuggets. But I want you to think about this for a second. You know, really think about it for a second. How would the world look today if the Lakers had closed that game out? Think about that. And what we do, and this is, I understand how sports work. I understand we all have ADD. We're always on to the next game, and it's not supposed to matter. But the reality is the Lakers are very unlikely to make this a 7-game series. It could. Okay. And let's say they lose in 5 or 6 or maybe even 4. You can sit there and go like, hey, games 3 and games 4, they weren't that close. So game 2 is the outlier. But yeah, but when you have a team down 20 at their place and they don't ever lose at home and they can't figure out how to stop you, when they can't, and you can't close them out, it feels like a loss and a half, as opposed to a win feels like a win and a half. Here's LeBron James talking about the officiating after the game.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. What the f- do we have a replay center if it's going to go? It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me. I'm sorry I didn't answer your question, but that is like. And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers-Knicks game too. What are we doing?
I get it. I'm against clearly blown calls. Okay? And the D'Angelo Russell one was a blown call. But I'd also tell you that there's something about this sport that you actually need real AAU to prepare you for. So this is kind of an interesting aside, at least to me. And if you guys don't follow or don't find it interesting, that's fine. But youth sports in our country have a tendency to get a bad rap. And some of it is accurate. Right? Basketball, especially because we have so many foreign players coming in and starring in quote unquote our game. Right? So it must be how we're teaching it. And on some levels, it is. We don't have enough practices. We have way too many games, and the games don't matter that much. Right? If you lose, you already have a schedule. Some of these circuits, you're playing four games in a weekend, regardless of how well you win or you lose or whatever, and you still get to advance. And if you lose in bracket play, you often get a consolation bracket and then another game. You're guaranteed a number of games. That's not how life works. But there is something to the flimsy officiating, full court pressure, hand-to-hand combat. Because it's a weeding out process. Either you learn to win games that way, or you don't get to play in the big games in front of all of the college scouts, in front of all the now NBA scouts. You have to find a way to win those games. There's a tenacity, an aggressiveness, there's a hand-to-hand combat to it. It's even LeBron James who complained. He drove in, he missed a layup, thought he got fouled late in the game. Like, hey, dude, dunk the ball. Dunk it. Even when you don't make your dunks or you get it blocked, oftentimes they call that a foul, especially when you're LeBron James. When you're the New York Knicks and you're taking on, or you're Philadelphia 76ers, you have to go and get the ball. And look, there's an art to it. They're holding your jersey. You have to knock their hands off and push off without getting called for a push off and get open and secure the ball and hold the ball as they're fouling the crap out of you trying to steal the ball. You have to do that. You learn that when you play AAU basketball. You learn that in fifth and sixth and seventh grade. If you can't do it, you will not play the high level AAU. And what I think you end up getting is you get dudes that are junkyard dogs, and at the end of these games, they just find a way to push, shove, and make plays. And look, if you go to the Sixers game, right, the Sixers are at the free throw line, up five, a chance to make it six. And if you're a baseball fan, you know this to be true. Right? In baseball, all of those late inning rallies, anytime a closer comes in and clunks it up, and blows a save, what almost always starts those innings? Almost always what starts those innings is when you walk the first batter. Right? You go back and it doesn't matter. I haven't even looked. I was doing a podcast, doing some other things. I haven't even looked. But I will guess that Mariano Rivera, remember when he blew a save against the Arizona Diamondbacks? Was that 0-2? Or 03.
01.
01, 01 yep. World Series?
Yep.
Somebody check that inning and see, did he walk the first batter? They almost always walk the first batter, right? That's how all of these rallies start. He walked the first batter. He can't walk the first batter. That's what happens. And in basketball, what inevitably happens when you have some great finisher, some great comeback, there's always like, well, you missed a free throw. They're up five. Up six still would have been a two-possession game, but it's a completely different game if it's up five as opposed to up six. Last thing. We had a lot of talk about women's basketball, the WNBA, and Caitlin Clark in the last 3 weeks. I want you to be honest. Sam. Is there any world where you would honestly rather watch a women's game than watch either of those two games last night? Sam?
Nope.
Okay. Let's if we're all going to be friends here, let's all be real here. We can say like, hey, I like watching Caitlin Clark play. Like, it's awesome. I love how she plays, whatever. Would you rather watch, and again, I would never watch, there's no college basketball game I'd rather watch than last night. Those are the best players in the world. They make crazy shots because they're crazy talented. Do they complain about the officiating? Yes. Is it grab and hold fest? Sure. But fans are into it. The skill level is incredible. The athleticism is incredible. The comebacks were remarkable. The whole thing was awesome. And so if anybody wants to go like, well, I don't watch the NBA. Like, okay, so you missed the best of the best. Here's Anthony Davis last night after the game.
Can you take us through that last play and just what happened and what unfolded? What was, I don't know if you were screened or what happened on that last play.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
Jamal Murray made a shot and he did the Kobe mic drop? Yeah. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that is implementing comprehensive reforms in the sport, is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep the athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com at safetyrunsfirst.com. Look, Anthony Davis was awesome, and then he didn't get the ball in the fourth quarter. And that's not bad defense. That's why you have a mismatch of a guard on a big, where the only thing you can do when you have a guy that big is, you know, try and out-quick him to the basket or out-quick him to a spot and then get to a step back. But they lost. When you have a 20-point lead, you lose not because of the runs you're giving up. You can't give up threes as opposed to twos, but you stop scoring. Stop executing offensively. You got to keep scoring. Got to keep find ways to keep getting points. And if you get to the free throw line, even better, because that lets you set your defense and catch your breath. But we all point to the defensive breakdowns. And Barkley and Kenny Smith, and they were talking about, why are you doubling Jokic late in the game? Now all of a sudden you're giving up three-pointers. Those are fair. But the reality is, if you're up 20 and Anthony Davis stops getting the ball, stops getting shots, you stop scoring. That's why he lost a 20-point lead.
This is the best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Have you ever been on a flight where there's no screens? You know, they're doing away with the screens on airplanes now because everybody has their own device. And they're like, oh, you can just connect to your own device by using like our Wi-Fi. Even if you don't get Wi-Fi, you can still watch live entertainment. But there are some flights in which even that's not working. So live entertainment's not working. You have no Wi-Fi and you're just stuck in your seat, right? And you can do nothing. And your flight is delayed. Right? That's what we're experiencing here at Fox Sports Radio. Right? No internet, no phone lines. No problem. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. How are we doing on these phone lines that don't work, guys? They're not working? Are they working? What's the story? Oh, we do? We got him? Great. That's awesome. Yeah, Antonio Daniels joins us. Of course, he played 13 years in the league. He's a member of the Spurs NBA championship team in 99. Of course, he's a color analyst for the Pelicans, and the Pels lost game one. Great game. Well played, close game. They lose to the Oklahoma City Thunder, and Tone joins us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. What's it like that we see Zion in the series?
I have no idea. I mean, obviously, 2 weeks from the injury would be May 1st, right? And he spoke to the media for the first time today, and he has some tests that he has to pass. So 2 weeks from reevaluation. Right, simple reevaluation would be May 1st, and I'm unsure, but we know how this works. You know, if by some chance he gets cleared there, there are tests that he has to pass. You know, there's a ramp up that has to happen. So, I have no idea.
It feels like, again, outsider feels like you get kind of one chance at a road win. Right, you get one chance. The Lakers sort of had a chance in game one. Game two had a legit shot. I don't know if the Suns have a shot in game two. They definitely didn't in game one. What about the Pels? How likely are we to see as competitive a game two as we were in game one?
The thing is, there's not a team in this league, Doug, that has more road wins than the Pelicans do. That's where they excelled all year. And I can't even explain to you why. Because usually younger teams tend to play better at home. But this Pelicans team, it was almost an anomaly. They're younger, a little more inexperienced, so to speak, but they play better on the road. They had the best road record, the most road wins in the league this year. So, I mean, just think, leading up to the game on Sunday, they had won six previous road games. They had won their last six road games. That would have been the second time this year they had won seven road games in a row. So I have confidence in this team on the road. I have a lot of confidence in the team on the road. For whatever reason, a reason I can't explain, and they have an issue explaining, they play better on the road this year than they have. They perform better on the road this year than they have at home.
I thought, and like you've been on a championship team, right? And so the questions about the Thunder, we sort of had answered in game one, right? Because at the end of the day, no matter what everybody else does in the regular season, Shea's really your guy to carry you in the postseason. And though he hit, you know, his two big shots, you know, he's not a three-point shooter, and it doesn't feel like they have anybody else who can create for himself and create for others. Am I missing that? Is that an unfair determination to make based upon one game played in the playoffs?
My thing. I don't like making determinations on one game anyway.
Sure.
And this is always we had this conversation on my SiriusXM show yesterday. It's always funny to me to, during this time of the year, people are swayed so easily by one performance, by one game. Like there's different interviews that I've done where somebody will pick a team prior to the interview, and after one game, they're ready to switch what they said after one game. And
sure.
Here's the thing. When you're on the road, when you're the road team, even though there hasn't been a road victory yet in these playoffs, you're only going for a split.
Yeah.
It's a blessing to win both. That's very rare. But no matter how bad you play in game one, think about how bad Dallas looked in game one. Mm-hmm. Think about how bad Phoenix looked in game one. If Dallas wins in game two, if Phoenix wins in game two, that's the sole purpose of going on the road for it. You've stolen back home court. So for me, it's I don't like making determinations on because the narrative switches so quick, Doug. It switches so quickly. So we say things like, well, I think I've seen all I need to see from the Thunder. Lo and behold, something happens where they lose three games in a row. Then the thought process is, oh, well, I knew they were too young to win. So the narrative's changed too much. And for me, I kind of like to sit back and watch things play themselves out.
Okay. What about the Mavericks? How fixable were their issues from game one?
For me, it was weird. For me, that was the most disappointing performance for me. Just because I felt like Dallas, honestly, was the most dangerous Western Conference team coming into the playoffs by the way they were playing. They were extremely dangerous. When you have Kyrie and Luka, and they won the trade deadline by getting Daniel Gafford, they upgraded P.J. Washington from Grant Williams. They upgraded to Daniel Gafford and Derek Lively as opposed to Maxi Kleber and Dwight Powell. They've upgraded. And then to go out in a game of that magnitude and then say after the game, well, Kawhi Leonard wasn't playing, so we let our guard down. They came out with zero energy, which was surprising to me. But it was also surprising to me to watch the Dallas Mavericks acquiesce home court like they did. It was almost like there's a I don't know if you want to call it organizational confidence or organizational arrogance, that we don't need home court. We don't need home court to beat the L.A. Clippers because throughout the course of the regular season, they had an opportunity to secure home court, and they chose not to. So then for them to come out in game one and play with that little amount of energy was disappointing and somewhat surprising to me, Doug.
Antonio D'Angelo is joining us. Of course, he's the lead analyst for the New Orleans Pelicans. He's got his own show covering the NBA on Sirius XM. And then, of course, he played 13 years in the league, was an NBA champion with the Spurs. He joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay. You talk about disappointment, for instance. I mean, we thought that the Heat would give us some fight. Of course, Jimmy Butler's hurt. It doesn't appear to be a fight. But give me your thoughts on what we've seen from the Celtics so far in the playoffs.
I think we've seen exactly who we thought the Celtics were. And this is no disrespect to the Miami Heat. But when you don't have Jimmy Butler and when you don't have Terry Rozier, it's a daunting task. It's a daunting task. And they did show fight. They did show fight, honestly. Even though there were times where the game looked completely out of hand, the Miami Heat would never stop playing. And there was a point in that fourth quarter where they actually cut the lead down and Boston had to put their starters back in the game. I think Boston, for me, is clear-cut the best team in the Eastern Conference. Clear-cut the best team. And they have been throughout the course of the season. And what helps Boston is the fact that Giannis isn't healthy in Milwaukee. Joel Embiid's not healthy in Philadelphia. Julius Randle's not present in New York. So it's and I mean this respect because this isn't Boston's fault. This is not their fault. You play whoever is in front of you, but I don't want to say they have a easy road, but they have a much easier road than the East than any team does coming out of the West.
Oh, I would totally agree. Sixers lose a game, up five, at the free throw line, chance to make it six. Complaints about the officiating. As a guy who's been in those games, in those situations, what did you see?
Okay. I'm a firm believer, Doug, that two things can be true at the same time. Was there a missed call at the end of the game? 100% there was. But did the Philadelphia 76ers do what they could have done to prevent that call from impacting the outcome? They didn't. Kyle Lowry split two free throws. And here's my biggest issue with the game yesterday. When that ball goes through, Jalen Brunson gets that kind bounce from that corner. Why not call a timeout when the ball goes through and advance the basketball? That's my question. Like, why even wait for... Listen, Doug, you've been in this position before. You've been in this position numerous times. Where's the worst place to inbound the basketball at the end of a game?
Underneath the basket if you don't have a plan.
Right. Into dead man's corner.
Right.
Into dead man's corner. So you basically put Tyrese Maxey in a position where he's being double teamed, and he also has the sideline and the baseline as a defender. You have an opportunity to prevent all of that. The moment that ball goes through, call timeout. Like, why be apprehensive about calling a timeout in that? You can call a timeout and advance the basketball. Now, you come to the side, you script up an out-of-bounds play. Now, we're not even talking about the officiating. We're not even talking about the fact that Tyrese Maxey's jersey got held or that Josh Hart knocked him off of his spot. We're not even having that discussion. So two things can be true at the same time. Did the officials miss two calls at the end of the game? Yes. But did the Philadelphia 76ers do all that they could have done to prevent those missed calls from impacting the outcome? I don't think they did. That's my issue. The officials are not why the New York Knicks won that game yesterday.
He's Antonio Daniels. Of course, if you enjoy him, you can hear him on Sirius XM or check him out when he calls the Pelicans game. Tony, you're the best, man. Really appreciate you joining us.
For sure. Appreciate you, Doug.
All right. Antonio Daniels played 13 years in the NBA, member of that Spurs championship team in 99. I'll add to this. I don't agree, actually, with the – now, part of it is, again – I haven't played in the NBA as much. I've played NBA rules, played international rules, and I know you can advance the ball. Getting the ball inbounds when you have the full court and you can run the baseline on a made shot, you can run up and down the baseline. That's absolutely, I think that's the best place to get it in. Now, he's talking about the, what did he call it, the wet corner, the dead man's corner? That's when you throw it in. Dead man's corner is actually right in front of, if you're taking the ball, you don't take the ball out of underneath the basket. You know why, Jay Stu? When you
I don't.
Because there have been times in which guys go to throw a baseball pass and they hit the backboard. If you hit the back of the backboard, it's out of bounds. So you're taught to never take the ball out of bounds. So dead man's corner, you're off to a side, just to the side of the hoop. That side of the court is where you're not supposed to throw the ball into because the guy guarding you can then turn and double team the ball and there's no space to get the ball back to you. But there's a million different inbounds options. I agree that Nick Nurse did a bad job, but they should have a set inbounds play or a series of them to get the ball inbounds. And once you do, you hold the ball and you get fouled or you have easy options. And if Joel Embiid's a good free throw shooter, which he is, that should be the number one guy you get the ball to because he's the biggest target. But all of these things you usually learn growing up. That's like AAU inbounds 101. Just get open and get the ball.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Oh, what up with you? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're doing well. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcast live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, we'll help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast-free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. Welcome in. Got a great hour of the show for you. I know you don't care, but our computer system's back on here, so we might actually sound like we know what we're doing. That's good. It's an upgrade. We don't have the excuse of, well, being bad. We'll get to Caitlin Clark signing a $28 million deal with Nike and what I'm sure will come out of that conversation. But I did want to talk about this Caleb Williams thing because the quotes about Caleb Williams, so many of them are, man, is he confident? Man, is he arrogant? Man, does he act entitled? And some of it does revolve around NIL. Have you ever heard this quote before? Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. You guys ever heard that? So, everybody I know apparently grew up poor. Right? How do I know that? Ask anybody. Oh, I grew up poor. Really? Yeah. Yeah. I walked barefoot uphill to school, uphill home, right? It's uphill both ways. It's really a hard route to go to. You ask anybody, no one goes like, yeah, I kind of grew up like upper middle class. Like we belong to a country club. You know, my dad had a good job. My mom had a good job. Nobody's in trouble with law. Everyone's like, dude, my mom and dad, before they got divorced, they fired weaponry at each other, then knives across. And then we lived in the toughest part of town and nobody spoke English or Spanish or French. It was all, everybody spoke gibberish. You know, like you name it, there is some form of tough upbringing that we all had. And we want to prove, I think, by saying that, that we're tougher than this generation. And it does stand to reason. You know, it's like, I'll give you an example. My son, last Wednesday night, I take him to basketball practice and the basketball workout. It's only like 15 minutes away, but at that time of night, it takes like 45 minutes to get there. So we get there and we had a little miscommunication about his basketball bag. He asked if I had his bag and I was like, yeah, I picked you up from school. We went and got something to eat. We hung out a little bit and then we went to your basketball practice. I didn't know he didn't bring his basketball bag to school, so he didn't have his shoes. So he's like, hey, could you just go over to Dick's and buy me a pair? Like, think about saying that to your parents. Like, hey, I forgot my shoes for a practice. Can you just go buy me a pair? Now, the reality is he's growing like a weed, so he always grows out of his shoes. He did kind of need like a practice pair. They're not like crazy expensive. Not like he needs like the nicest or best or whatever. And we did drive 45 minutes one way. It's 35 minutes back. Like, we're really going to go there and not and just sit there and not practice? That seems very, as opposed to I can go get a pair of shoes and in 10 minutes, he can be practicing. Right, but think about how our parents would respond to that. Right? Like, do you remember when you went shopping for shoes with your folks? And trying to talk them into buying, you know, the nicest sneakers. And then you would, do you wear them home? Right? Do you wear them home? And then you put the old sneakers into the box? I bring this up because the question about Caleb Williams, the questions about these players, they have, by and large, very few of them will have played. This is Marvin Harrison played at one school, Caleb Williams at two. Most of these guys have played at one or two schools. But this is the last year or two that you're going to have that. You're going to start to have a litany of three, four school guys. Why is that important? Well, if you haven't been in one place for more than a year or 2 years, you don't know anything about relationship building and culture building. You haven't been through the tough times. Now, if a kid goes to a school during his freshman year and he doesn't play, well, then he leaves and goes to another program where he can play immediately, correct? So you haven't done the, I was a backup for 2 years, then a spot starter, then became an all-league guy, and now I got a chance to make some money. Like, they haven't been through that. They haven't been through the hard times which create strong men. And then the strong men create the good times. They've been in the good times, which create the weak men. And weak men create hard times. This is a real thing. There was the Josh Rosen, when Josh Rosen was drafted. You know, there was a lot of Josh Rosen in the personality. Both his parents are Ivy League educated. And the thought was that Josh Rosen, because one of his parents, I believe, is some sort of brain doctor. Like, the second he gets a concussion, his mom's going to come in and go, like, what are we doing? Shut this thing down. We got plenty of money. We don't need it. And it turned out Josh Rosen wasn't good enough to hang out and be in the league long enough. But again, the reality is, or the perception which becomes the reality, is that Josh Rosen, because he came from affluence, because his parents were educated, because he was educated, he didn't really need football. So if the going got tough, he would get going. That's the same thing we think about all these quarterbacks now. Yes, Sammy.
A similar quote, Doug, that it sort of runs parallel to the weak men, strong men quote you just shared. I actually learned this from the John Adams miniseries with Paul Giamatti. But John Quincy Adams, former president, actually said this. I have to study politics and war so that my sons can study mathematics, commerce, and agriculture so their sons can study poetry, painting, and music.
Yeah.
It's a good quote.
Yes. It's totally accurate. All of my friends that were better than, not as good, and light years better than in terms of players, like, it's really interesting on what their kids are like. Almost all of them, the kids are just amazing kids. Some of them are spoiled brats, but most of them are like amazing kids, you know, and you always want to send your kid to a better school than, like, I went to public schools, you know. My first 3 years of education in California, K through three, it was at a school that was bilingual. And it was not a great school. So I had to go up levels for math and for English classes and until I went to a different program, like fourth through sixth. And then high school, I went to a public school. So I didn't want my school. There was a big shooting on the tennis courts during my senior year. Like, you don't want that for your kid, right? You want to, on the other hand, when you go to a school of affluence, there's all kinds of other issues. And everyone I know who's quote unquote made it on some level financially, they all like, how do you get your kid to be as bad as we wanted it? And we wanted it because whether it was real or imagined, we thought this was our only way to get it, to get out. Honestly, like, I'll tell you another part to it. And you guys tell me if I'm crazy. A motivator for many kids, and I would say myself included, right, is you'd watch a college game and be like, man, don't you want to be on TV? Don't you want to be somebody? It wasn't the money. It was, I love the sports. I love competing. And you could become somebody. And I became somebody because of it. But now, you can become somebody just commenting on other people on your phone without ever leaving your home. Right? I don't know who's in the FaZe Clan, but my son does. He can name everybody in FaZe Clan.
Who?
There's also something. Migos, right? Obviously, they lost. They lost what? Takeoff died. It's Takeoff, right? R.I.P. Yep, to yep. Takeoff. They're apparently arguing about who's better in basketball when he got shot. Always a smart reason for an argument. But there's another group I'll text him. He's homesick. That he's like, oh, Dad, you don't know about the Fox Group or something like that. Here's all the people that are in it. I like all the rappers that are in it. The point is, like, you don't actually have to accomplish anything. You can just find ways, know the algorithm, have a YouTube page, and comment on people that have accomplished things. And that is your, that can be your stardom. So we've taken away the energy some kids have to win financially. We've taken away that some have to make it in terms of into a broader platform where you can become a star outside of your chosen field. And we have all these talented kids that have been talented, have been revered, have been on top 10 lists, top 100 lists, and getting paid at a lower level. Now they get to the NFL where they made it. But in many ways, their locker rooms, stadiums, and some even their salaries were better at the college level. I just think it's a fascinating experiment into what will life look like now that we have players that have been in college. One, they went through COVID, and then they went through, you know, all this online stuff, which keeps people away from each other, which makes them, and the cell phones make it harder to have them have regular discussions with each other. And then you throw in the fact that they're already famous and they're already wealthy and they don't need it. Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men, and weak men create hard times. It's going to be interesting to see if that quote proves accurate as this year's draft class matriculates into the NFL.
Hey, Doug, next time your son forgets his shoes,
yeah,
just remind him that Jim Thorpe won 2 gold medals after he fished a mismatched pair of shoes out of the trash. Say, you can do that too, son.
Jim Thorpe. You think Jim Thorpe, when he chose Syracuse, worried about what the NIL was going to be? I don't know.
He only knew NIL as nil.
Caitlin Clark signed for, what was it, $28 million there, Jay Stu? Is that it? $28 million over 8 years? Or could be, it also says it could be worth up to $28 million. Right? We have no idea the actual value of it. My guess is some of it's tied to sales. My other guess is going to be that they'll probably put her in a really, really good shoe so that they can sell it a lot. Like the Sabrina, how do you pronounce it there?
Ionescu.
Ionescu? Yes. It's like a Y.
Ionescu.
Yep.
Okay. Her shoes are crazy popular, but really, in truth, I believe those are actually the Kyrie's. And so when they stopped doing business with Kyrie, they just moved those over to hers and they made them the team shoe. So it's inflated the sales, but it's a gigantic success as a shoe. So it could be up to $28 million. That's a lot of money. So do we still think Nike's racist because they don't have a black woman with her own shoe yet? Black basketball player woman. Because that's what social media thought, right?
That, to me, is the most interesting part of this entire thing. I don't care about the shoe, what it looks like. I don't even care about how much she makes. I do like the fact that in the wake of this being reported last week, someone put out a news report. I think it was a Sporting News. And they had 3 pictures. And all 3 women that have signature shoes from, I think, Puma, Adidas, and Nike are white. And for some reason, that means that Nike is against black people.
Yes. Even though Nike is synonymous with Tiger Woods, I know they're not in business anymore. Michael Jordan, Serena Williams, Venus Williams as well.
Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, I will tell you this. For I use the term mob, because it becomes like a Twitter mob mentality sort of thing. Not the mob, not the Italian, hey, right? Not that mob. But to the Twitter mob out there, this actually makes a great point, which is it is never enough. There's no amount that'll ever be enough. You have to, if you want in on that line of thinking, it has to be the first thing you think of every day, and every night before you go to bed, and no one decision can be made without taking that into account. Right? And I, listen, I understand if we go back 60, 70, and someplace even 40 years ago, there are parts of society which it's disgraceful how they treated people who their skin wasn't white. But we have gotten to a point where there is that it's like, how many times can you take out past vengeance on every white human being? Especially when a corporation, like, do they have their own issues with how the clothing and shoes are made overseas? Sure. Okay. But in an effort to, whether it's cover up for or make good on, I mean, remember, this is an Oregon-based company that has supported every different part of women's rights, women's rights or even, you know, minority hiring practices, whatever. Like, literally, they have, Nike is not someone who anyone's ever pointed at as going like, hey, man, like, what's going on with Nike? And this is like the most obvious signing ever. 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 And I believe, and again, this is based upon reading. I don't know this from firsthand knowledge, like having talked to an agent about it. But the three players to have a signature shoe, right? One is Sabrina. One is Caitlin Clark. Who's the other one? It's what's her name that played at UConn, won four national titles, right?
Breanna Stewart? Is that who it was?
Breanna Stewart, yeah. Breanna Stewart, I think, has a shoe with Puma. And the reason she has a shoe with Puma was Nike wasn't going to give her a signature shoe, so she left. Because here's a weird thing about Nike. They like to make money. And the other part that's really interesting is, how do you say, Aja Wilson?
Asia Wilson.
Asia Wilson doesn't have her own shoe, but she had her own shoe kind of color design on a shoe that's been out there. What does that feel like? That feels like dipping the toe into, hey, let's just see how popular she is. Are you guys familiar with the Cactus Jack shoes at all?
I'm not.
Anybody? Because Travis Scott has his own shoes, right? But they're version of Nike's. Right? And the reason that he has his own version of Nike's that are tailor-made and specifically, and they are up to $1,000 a pair. Do you know why? Because they sell. Okay? Because they sell. And we talked about this Monday, or we talked about this last week, and we'll talk about it forever. Right? If Nike can sell Aja Wilson's shoes and get a return and an increase on shoe sales at I think 12% is their minimum. At 12% per year, they will design her shoes because that covers all the marketing, the R&D, everything that takes place. If they don't, they won't. We do this in every other business. It's like, why did the Longhorn Network fail? You know why Longhorn Network failed? Well, they did a study, and the study showed that the Big 12 did not have enough people to watch their games on TV. They couldn't form a network. And the research showed that the only two brands in that league that could together form a network were Texas and Texas A&M. Well, A&M left and went to the SEC, so Texas tried to have one by themselves. And guess what it did? It failed. And the same thing happened with the Pac-12. That's why they had all those dumb regional networks. Because everyone said, like, this won't work as one network. There's just not enough people that care enough about all the Olympic sports and the football. And guess what? It worked for a period of time, but it didn't generate enough buzz and enough money, and that's why it's going away. Here's the biggest problem. We have non-business people trying to say that businesses are making decisions about something that has nothing to do with business.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.